Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Big day today. 4 p.m. NFL's trade deadline. Later on this evening, first college football playoff rankings in Durham. I think West Virginia is going to be in the top 25.
In what?
Football. Four quality losses. That's all you need. You don't need to win.
Oh, yeah.
You need to win.
You need good losses.
Yes, just lose to good teams.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Top 25. All right.
That's right. Well. Jeff Hathorne joins us. Is he smiling ear to ear? His college football team able to get a massive victory this weekend. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, obviously the buzz about the trade deadline has kind of encapsulated the world today.
That's right. It is the most important thing going on today, bar none, not even close. So what do the Steelers get done before the deadline, Jeff? I feel like if they get a wide receiver, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to laugh because it was all off season and then it goes to the last possible day. I mean, thanks. It's good for talk radio. Do you think they get something done?
I'm not sure because this is the reasoning. It's going to depend on the cost. They're not going to go out and put out big assets for a wide receiver because I really think they've got this going through their mind. Look how much better Van is with Russell Wilson at quarterback. You know, do we have something in Austin? He looks to be better with Russell Wilson at quarterback. So maybe they're into the belief of we don't need to make a huge splash. I think they're going to look. I think they're going to do their due diligence. It's going to ultimately depend on the cost. And does some other bidder drive up a price to where it's just not feasible? I mean, the names you hear, I think, are real. I think they're looking. Let's see what happens at 359 and if that cost is doable for the Steelers. And remember, a thing like this, like a sixth-round pick, well, you don't own that. That's conditional for Justin Fields. So there's other
considerations you have to
make with these trades.
Yeah, I would imagine that precludes them from being able to move the four, too, just in case.
Unless you bring one back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or make another deal where you see one of these crazy. Remember last year? Or maybe it's this offseason. The Pens made a trade of picks for some reason, but it's because the other team needed it to complete a trade. I mean, maybe you do something crazy like that with somebody else.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense. That's a good point there, Jeff. In your mind, though, what realistic wide receiver that is on the board right now, not the Tyreek Hills or anything, but the realistic wide receiver would fit the best for the Steelers? Who do you think would fit the best, like out of the guys that we've been naming for the past months? Couple months.
I think Sutton would be the biggest play guy if you could grab him. I think maybe the best fit would be Lockett just because of his experience.
Oh, man.
With, you know, his experience with three would be a big reason you look at Lockett. I mean, Slayton's the guy who has some ability. Thielen seemed like he had some ability. But Lockett still runs good routes. Like that one is intriguing to me, and you wonder what the cost might be for someone like that.
And I just pulled this up even before the segment because someone texted in about Lockett. I mean, his base salary next year, $10 million. So definitely affordable, has the relationship with Russell Wilson, would love to see that happen if they're sellers. You just don't know who's sellers right now. I mean, if I heard Belichick say yesterday on whatever show he was doing, if you've got 4 wins right now in the NFL, you still think you're in this thing. Jeff Hathorn with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Now, Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette put out yesterday that maybe receiver is down on the priority list for the Steelers now for the reasons you kind of laid out there, Jeff. Maybe they believe in Van Jefferson. Maybe they believe in Calvin Austin with Russell Wilson. Okay, so let's say that that's the case, and they were looking to augment their roster elsewhere. Where do they need help? What could they be looking for there?
Maybe a swing offensive lineman, depending on, I mean, we don't know about Faltano. We haven't seen him out at the practice field. We don't know what his situation is. I know they like Dylan Cook, but do you want to bring in another guy to help fortify that line, given the injuries they've already had this year? That might be one. I mean, beyond that, I mean, they're deep at tight end. You feel good about their running backs. Even the secondary, now it's essentially like you've traded for Cam Sutton that you're adding to the mix. Your middle linebackers have been pretty solid. Your depth on your defensive line's been pretty good. So, I mean, maybe you take a flyer on somebody, but I think those moves would probably be moves of guys off practice squads.
Jeff, you just brought up Cam Sutton. How much do you think he'll be infused into defense on Sunday? Do you think we'll see a lot of him, a little bit of him, just a little? I mean, in the middle, what do you think about Cam Sutton?
Yeah, I think we'll see a little of him. I mean, obviously, Beanie Bishop is the guy that would see his playing time reduced in that scenario. I mean, he told us today, I think he was, or yesterday, and I think he was being, you know, realistic and legit that he doesn't know. He hasn't been told how this is going to impact him. I mean, obviously he knows about Sutton. They were in training camp together. He understands the scenario and what he brings and how much Tomlin loves him. But I don't think he knows exactly how that's going to work. And that's probably something they're going to work out during the week. Like, they haven't seen Sutton on a practice field. Let's see, you know, what his movement is like, how he fits. But make no doubt, I mean, Cam Sutton isn't here to sit on the bench. He's going to get some time. Mike Tomlin's seen his game. He likes his game. Cam Sutton's going to make an impact, but it may take a little time. I mean, look, he hasn't been on a real field in a real game for what is it now, 11 months, 10 months?
Jeff, we've seen this defense a couple of times this year, most notably against the Giants, get gashed in the running game. Patrick Queen talked, they're second in the league in points allowed right now, but Patrick Queen said they haven't really played that well. They should have the guys to figure it out, right? I mean, what's the issue in the running game? Is it a scheme deal? What do they think?
Yeah, and more of what Queen was saying yesterday, he thinks at times guys are so anxious to make a play, they're getting out of their gaps. And their gap integrity hasn't been what they've needed to be from, you know, from the line on out. And that's what caused, especially they were, you know, you can see it a couple of times. They were anxious, you know, to finish off a series against the Giants. And boom, big run happened. And he said that they're just having problems of guys trying, so anxious to make plays that they're getting out of where they need to be. That's probably a part of it. I do think these guys playing together a little bit more, I think they will improve as a run defense. You're not going to be perfect in everything, but I do think there's definite, within that room, you make no other changes. I mean, with Landon Roberts, and I think Queen has improved almost week to week, that they have those capabilities to be better than they've been.
Jeff, do you think Penn State should move on from James Franklin?
Wow. No.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
No. No, I mean, listen, they've lost some really mostly tight games to Ohio State. Here's his chance, though, because it's not a one and done. I mean, you've got a chance to run the table. Even if for some reason you don't get in the Big Ten championship game, you could run the table. You're going to be in the college football playoff. You've got a chance still to host a playoff game. Now, you lose that, I think it's a different conversation. But just because of those losses, and I say that as a guy who went to a school that fired coaches because they couldn't beat one team. And I get that emotion. But the guy's a hell of a recruiter. They've just made – it's like they just make those mistakes, like not throwing to the tight end when you're at the goal line.
Right.
Like just things like what are you doing? But I don't think that's fire-worthy at this point.
No, I'd let it play out with him a little bit longer.
Me too. That's where I stay. I mean, yeah. I think it would be ridiculous if they fired him.
And Sean Myers brought up a good point. He's producing the show this week. He brought up a really good point yesterday because I made the case to keep Franklin. I said they probably would have made the playoff 5 times in 11 years under Franklin. But what he said was, okay, after they've lost Ohio State games or Michigan games in the past, they let that loss beat them again. And maybe right. If the pressure was on them to run the table and make a playoff, maybe things wouldn't have gone that well. You can't give them credit for something that didn't exist. I think it's a really good point. Mm. We'll see this year.
I mean, listen, if this team falls to a mediocre Washington team, then maybe that case is built a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But after one game, a hard-fought game, a tight game, no.
As for Pitt, Jeff, I mean, if they... Look, I don't think anybody wants this to happen, but let's say they lose to the other two ranked teams on their schedule, Louisville and Clemson. I mean, 9-3 is still a really good year, no? Like, I heard Starkey going off yesterday talking about, well, people are saying Pitt at 9-3, that's a good year. Penn State, if they're 11-1, you got to fire James Franklin. I think there's different expectations.
Yes.
There's different money. And, you know, Penn State's trying to win a national championship. Pitt won an ACC championship a couple of years ago. You're not going to win a conference every year at Pitt. But if you go 9-3 and you bring Holstein back and Cade Bell back next year, I think next year's the year. So I think 9-3 would be good, Jeff. What do you think?
Yeah, especially coming off a 3-1 year when, I mean, there are probably some people in the fan base thinking, do we need to move on? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? These three wins? I mean, come on. And Narduzzi went out and replaced the entire offensive staff. No one saw 7-1 at this point in the season. No one. And they've still got their season in front of them. I mean, they've got a Virginia team with a tough quarterback, but that's a winnable game. I think Clemson's a winnable game. At Louisville's going to be tough. And then, you know, at a coach that was pretty good at Ohio State or at Penn State and Bill O'Brien in the final week is going to be a challenge. But none of those games you look at, whereas maybe in the season, at the beginning of the season, with I don't know if they can win these games. They could win any of those games. And that's where I think, you know, Narduzzi deserves his flowers. I think what he did was he stopped the slide and got it back going in the right direction.
Stop the slide.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, it's an important day in American history. Hey, college football playoff.
I have a quick one for you. Adam, you might want to cover your ears. We were talking to Darius Nichols yesterday after the Pitt basketball game. He coaches Radford. He's, of course, a former West Virginia guard. And I asked him, I said, you know, what was it like walking back in this building? And he said, well, the last time I was here, I remember walking in that same locker room after Ronald Ramon hit that shot in the corner. That was his last game at the Pete.
Oh, man.
And he said, and Bob Huggins was mad. Mm. And you know how they should have switched over on defense, but it was kind of interesting to relive that through Darius Nichols' eyes, just how he loved those matchups and said those atmospheres. And man, think about that, Dorn. You know it very well. I mean, those 2004 to 2008 when he played those matchups with West Virginia.
Money.
Those were awesome.
That to me is why Pitt, West Virginia, the Backyard Brawl is one of the best rivalries in collegiate athletics, is because it's not just on the football field. It's also on the hardwood. And that game will be next Friday.
Yes, it will.
At the Peterson
Event
Center.
Yeah, go to wrestling and watch it.
Seriously.
And you feel that energy.
It's awesome. And Huggins was right. If there's a guy you don't want to leave open for the corner three, it's Ronald bleeping Ramon. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm still bitter. Jeff, this was really good. As always, man, thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, sports director. Great man. Yeah, that was those games back then.
Oh, they were like football games.
You were allowed to play in the old Big East.
Yes.
Allowed to get after it. Real quick thought on the Backyard Basket Brawl next Friday. I think West Virginia much improved. I think they got the right coach. I think it's going to be a good season. I'm not sure how high the expectation level should be in year one, but they got guys, and he's very smart. I think Pitt, lengthwise, that's the one area where West Virginia, if they're going to be exploited, when they're exploited this year, that'll be it. I think Pitt, just 1 through 5, and they're deep. Length.
Yes.
So my early thoughts on that game are Pitt's going to win the rebounding margin fairly significantly, and it's an uphill battle then for my guys. That's the early read on the game.
Yes.
Early read. We going?
Probably not.
I'm not going, you know. Actually, Craig asked me to do a pregame show from 6 until 7:30 that night.
Oh, by yourself?
You can come. You want to come?
No.
I figured you wouldn't.
Okay.
It'll probably save me from myself, because I probably would have drank 800 beers and walked into the Pete and got beat up by some guy. So now I'll just sit here and do a little pregame show.
Wait, that game's here.
At the Pete, yeah.
Oh, wow. Then Clemson, then the Ravens. What? A weekend?
Is that the weekend?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Backyard Brawl, Clemson, which a noon kick. Get the hell out of here with
ridiculous.
That. And then
the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Wow.
All at home.
All at home. What a weekend.
Let's do them all. Won't go to one. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Lot to chew on there from Jeff, and we will when we come back. We'll keep you up to date on any breaking news around the NFL as the deadline is at 4 p.m. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.